You may have heard about the Green New Deal, but what is it? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Reed Frazier. House Democrats are preparing to unveil specifics around the Green New Deal, a sweeping set of policies that would transform the American economy in an era of climate change. But what is this plan, and why are some activists so adamant that we enact it? For our podcast, Trump on Earth, we talked about the Green New Deal with Alexander Kaufman, a reporter for the HuffPost who covers climate change. He said the goal of the Green New Deal is to enact policies to go to a zero-carbon economy in a matter of just a few years.
Some people say 2030. Other people say that's not as realistic, and so we should push for 2035. But that's the kind of time frame that we're looking at for that. The other aspect of it is potentially using a federal jobs guarantee, which is something that FDR had considered in the New Deal but wasn't able to accomplish, and which is something that has actually been proposed by a number of different Democratic senators who are running for president. And that policy has not been explicitly tied to green jobs necessarily. But if you look at polling and if you talk to some of the people who are pushing for a Green New Deal, they say that that is one of the most important things, because we need to be able to guarantee that people who are impacted by this radical overhaul of the way that the economy functions need to be guaranteed that they will have good paying jobs that they can continue to feed their families with.
What types of things do we expect to come out of not even the Republican Party, but also kind of more moderate Democrats of this policy or this idea?
Well, you can expect a lot of skepticism. I mean, there has not been full-throated support from Democratic leadership for something like this, in part because they are beholden not necessarily to the Cokes of the world or to the Exxons of the world, but certainly to the building trades, who really depend on the fossil fuel industry for very lucrative jobs. You know, it's notable that the renewable energy industry is not organized. Overwhelmingly, it is non-union labor that builds a lot of the windmills and a lot of the solar panels in the United States. So that's a big problem for the Democrats.
Do you think, when you think about the Green New Deal, that this will require some sort of fundamental change in how people live their lives or how society is structured?
Quitting fossil fuels will require a dramatic change. You know, I mean, fossil fuels are really entwined in almost every aspect of our lives. You know, the plastic that we use, the cars that we drive, the airplanes that we take to go from place to place. But there's a lot of hope among people that if you were to really aggressively invest in these new industries, that, you know, in theory, you know, you could easily have someone go and get a job in this booming and federally backed clean energy industry. I don't necessarily think that it requires voluntary hardship from the average person in order to keep the planet from becoming uninhabitable.
Alexander Kaufman covers climate change for the HuffPost. Hear the rest of the interview at trumponearth.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Reed Frazier.